Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Hamas says it has accepted a ceasefire proposal for Gaza. The agreement comes amid concerns about a potential Israeli military offensive into Rafah to attack the last stronghold of Hamas. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Tel Aviv.
The ceasefire agreement was put forth by Qatar and Egypt, but no details about the proposal were released. One of the key sticking points of an agreement has been the length of the ceasefire. Hamas was looking for a permanent one, while Israel wanted a temporary one in which to release hostages taken during the October 7th attack. Cheers broke out amongst Palestinians in Rafah. Earlier in the day, Israel ordered more than 100,000 Palestinians in Rafah to evacuate their homes, a move that indicated a looming incursion. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Israel says the ceasefire proposal does not meet its core demands, but that it will continue negotiations. After a night of airstrikes, the Israeli military says a tank brigade has seized control of the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. Two current and former Trump Organization employees testified Monday about the business records at the heart of the Manhattan DA's case against former President Donald Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports both detailed a series of payments made to Michael Cohen in 2017.
Jeffrey McConney was the former controller, and Deb Tarasoff works at the Trump Organization today in the accounting department. Both testified about a series of payments made to Michael Cohen in 2017. Prosecutors displayed notes McConney had taken in early 2017 about what he called a reimbursement to Michael Cohen. It included the $130,000 payment to Keith Davidson, who was Stormy Daniels' lawyers, combined with some other payments and grossed up to cover taxes. On cross, the defense stressed that McConney never spoke to Trump himself. But when Tarasoff was on the stand, prosecutors displayed the payments themselves. 11 canceled checks, 8 of them signed by Donald Trump himself in black Sharpie from the White House. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Oklahoma is getting socked by severe weather. Potential tornadoes are being reported. A nursing home in the small town of Barnstall says it took a direct hit. And although one person is reported dead, the nursing home says that all of its residents are accounted for. Extensive damage being reported in Barnstall. Boeing has postponed the launch of its Starliner capsule until at least Friday. Monday night's attempt scrubbed just hours ago because of a technical glitch. Boeing's Mark Nappy.
A lot of things got to go right. And it's not the majority of the things. Everything has to go right before we launch. And so something didn't go right today, and we will stand down. And when the experts tell us that we need to stand down, that's exactly what we do.
Officials say there was a buzzy valve on the rocket that was being used for the launch. And you're listening to NPR News. Russia has detained another American. The U.S. Army says a soldier was detained last week by authorities in Vladivostok on charges of criminal misconduct. An Army spokeswoman says the State Department is providing appropriate consular support. Russia is holding multiple Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan, who was convicted of spying and sentenced to 16 years in 2020. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is calling on China and France to tap into what he called the vast potential of cooperation between the two countries. Xi spoke in Paris as part of a European trip that NPR's Emily Fang reports will include Serbia and Hungary this week.
Xi's Europe tour is designed to build up goodwill towards China at a time when prospects for improving relations with the U.S. look bad. In a meeting with France's President Emmanuel Macron and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Xi said China and the U.S. should work on building supply chains together and recognize each other's core interests. He defended China's electric vehicle sector, which is under investigation in the European Union for allegedly receiving unfair state support, saying China's strength in green energy was a global boon for reducing emissions worldwide and training talents. Emily Fang, NPR News.
San Antonio Spurs center Victor Wembanyama is NBA's Rookie of the Year. The star player unanimously chosen for the honor, receiving all 99 first-place votes from a media panel voting on the award. He is the first player from France to win the honor. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.